Will of God, morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. For these many years, this ministry has sincerely attempted to put God on display as He has chosen to reveal Himself, and that through His Word. We don't endeavor to delve into man's philosophy, man's psychology. The Word presents man in his condition, and the Word presents God and what He has done to save man from his condition. We make every attempt to teach the Word of God, for by it faith comes. By grace, unmerited favor, are we saved through faith. Which the Word calls a gift of God, describing it as not of ourselves, but a gift from God. And God willing, until Jesus comes again, we shall continue to present to you and ourselves the Word of God because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. In the letter of Paul the Apostle to the Galatians, he says, grace, unmerited favor, be to you, and peace, that is, cessation of againstness, that is, God is not against us, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, now describing Jesus, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God. And our Father, in the last words of Jesus to his disciples, we find them in the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th chapters of the Gospel of John. Jesus concludes his words to the disciples John 16:33, he says, "These things I have spoken unto you, and if need be, and there needs be for us to hear what Jesus has to say. Of all those things that he spoke, he says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, in this present evil world, you shall have tribulation. King James says, but be of good cheer. No, no. He said, in this present evil world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage, which is 90% of faith. Why should we have courage? Jesus answers, because I have overcome. Speaker's note, this present evil world. No chapter and verse in the originals. It continues, I have overcome the world, the present evil world. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. In this Gospel of John, we encounter other words of Jesus where he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Jesus continues. As thou hast given him, that is the Son, that is the one speaking, power over all flesh. Authority is the original Greek. Authority. To do what? That he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. We see in these words Jesus telling us that the one, Jesus Christ, is showing us that there is another one, that is the Father. As thou hast given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, that is, given to Jesus, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. He's describing an eternal relationship between the Father and the Son. And though we understand Jesus was willing, what he did was at the will of our Father. Who sent him? He goes on. I've glorified thee on the earth. I've finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was, before this present evil world. He goes on to say, I've manifested thy name unto the men. There, that is the specific article, the men, as compared to all men. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were. They were yours. And you gave them to me. And they have kept thy word. I want to give you a sense. This is when it says they have kept thy word. It's not talking about perfect performance. It is talking about those who, through the gift of faith and the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit, which comforts us with God's word, with God's promises, wherein we with courage grab hold of those promises. We guard them. They are precious to us. They are a treasure, as we spoke a few weeks ago out of that book, which is unfortunately and incorrectly no longer considered the Word of God, that book, 2 Esdras, wherein Esdras speaks of the treasure of faith and recognizing that precious gift of God called faith, we guard it. And Jesus says, they have guarded thy word. Now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of you. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me. Those who have ears, let them hear. For I have given them the words which thou gave me, and they have received and have known surely that I came out of thee. And they have faith that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours. And all yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. This word, glorified in them. We don't always walk wherein Jesus is glorified in us, but when we walk in faith. And when we give credit where credit is due, not of ourselves, not of our works, not even of our faith, but give credit to Jesus therein, is he glorified in us. He goes on to say, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are." While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. None of them is lost. Jesus is speaking of what he did, not what we did, but what he did. Who was sent of the Father. Paul says this is a faithful saying, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. He goes on to say, "Of whom I am chief." I don't know of one man who was closer to Jesus, closer to God, than the Apostle Paul. And in that closeness of relationship, he says, of sin, he's the chiefest. I would speak something that should be obvious, that the closer we get to God, we have an understanding, at least in the flesh, how far removed we are from him. But it is in Christ wherein this relationship is restored. Jesus said, "Flesh is flesh. Spirit is spirit." There is a distinct difference. And this is the work of Christ. None of those whom God gave to Jesus are lost. And now I come to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And we have often said from this microphone, joy, let me back up. Happiness is a feeling. That's not the word used here. Happiness is a feeling. It comes and goes. But joy comes with understanding. And when you understand, it cannot be taken away. That they might. And now I come to thee. Jesus said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Spirit, thank God for His Holy Spirit, which does bring understanding, and the result of understanding is joy, because our confidence is in not what we see, but what God has promised. I have given them your word. I believe that's what every I'm going to use the word minister. But I would put it in this context. It says in Ephesians 4 that God gave gifts. I believe that that is, and he goes on to describe apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Cover the whole gamut with gifts. And these gifts bring edification. And they bring edification through God's word. I have given them your word. What's the result of receiving God's word? Of having the joy of God's word, of having the Spirit of God, which brings understanding, and the result being the joy of Jesus fulfilled in us. And the world hateth them. You having trouble in the world? Be of good courage, Jesus said, because I have overcome this present evil world. The world hateth them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. that we might understand. And I'm talking to myself, folks, as much as I'm talking to you. God has designed for those whom he has given to Jesus a better place, even heaven, even eternity. And this must be our hope, not this world, but that which is to come. Listen, you know, we would have it another way that, oh, yes, Lord, I understand. Yes, Lord, I am joyful. Now, take me out of this world. Listen to Jesus. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from evil. We have encountered many times in these first 16 verses the word keep or kept. Here's what it means. It means to guard, to watch over, to preserve. It's not like one segment of that which is called Christianity, which gives a view that God is like, you know, a prison guard walking the walls with his shotgun, looking for anybody out of step. No. It means to guard. It means to preserve. It means to care for. I'm reminded of those words of Peter where he says, cast your cares upon the Lord for, and this is a transliteration, for your cares matter to him. God is keeping us as presented here in the words of Jesus. Again he speaks, he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, that is, separate them, that is, cause them to be committed through your truth. And he cuts through it all. Thy word is truth. This is why at the God school, for these more than 10 years, have always attempted to present His Word, which is the truth. I have one friend that says, truth is reality. And there is more to life than what we see. We therefore could say, thy word is reality. Thy word is more real. Thy word, you spoke and nothing became everything. Thy word is more real than what we see. And it is His word which is our hope. And what is our hope? Even as thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Thy word is the truth. Bear with me just for a moment. Just, I want to insert this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 says, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of this world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen. Yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. We should really, I think there's a better translation, that no flesh should boast in His presence, but of Him, that is of God our Father, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God did this, is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification therein. Are we sanctified in Christ? Wisdom and righteousness. Not our righteousness, but that gift of God, His righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord. And for their sake, for their benefit, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone. Here's our hope, but for them also which shall faith, not believe, faith, an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence, 90% of which is courage, which faith on me through their word. That they all may be one. As you, Father, are, as you, Father, in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us. This one is not a singular one, but as we might use the word, one army. It's singular army, but it's made up of many parts. Paul says, that the body of Christ has many members, and that not all are an eye, or not all are an ear. But all members of one body. They may be one in us. That the world might faith that thou hast sent me. I got trouble with that one. I'm not arguing. But Jesus has already said, because of his word, the world hateth us. I, at this moment, don't have an explanation except to say that I'm I don't know how to answer that one. Leave it there for the time being. And the glory which you gave me. Where does Jesus' glory come from? The Father. I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one. I, Jesus speaking, in them, and you, Father, in me. That they may be made perfect in one. We ain't there yet, folks. But it's very clear. what God's purpose is and what God is doing through that gift of faith, that we may be made complete in one, Christ in us. God in Him. And that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and has loved them as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom You have given me, be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory, which You, again, He's telling us where His glory comes from, it's the Father. He's telling us where our glory comes from, it's from Jesus. It all is from our Father. That they might behold my glory, which You have given me, for You loved me before the foundation of the world. The beginning of the end of his prayer says, O righteous Father, and righteousness is keeping covenant. And God, by His word, has covenanted and will keep that which He promised. The world has not known You, but I have known You, and these have known that You sent me. I have declared unto them Your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith You have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Those whom the Father has given unto Jesus are in Jesus Christ, and He is in us, our hope of glory. In all this, we understand and joy in it. Through His word, and through His word,
We have come to know our Father and to know the one He sent. And that's why Jesus says, "And this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." And we boast of God through knowledge and of Jesus Christ. True knowledge, and we know Him through His Word, and His Word is truth. That's the God School for today.